Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2015. Bali tourists return to New Zealand. New Zealanders on holiday in Bali, Indonesia, could not get home because of a volcano on another island 150 kilometres away. The volcano started erupting last week. The ash from the volcano made it too dangerous for planes to fly into Denpasar Airport in Bali. However, yesterday an Air New Zealand special flight brought home 200 travellers. Many of them enjoyed their extra few days holiday. Bali is a favourite holiday destination for New Zealanders and Australians. It is school holidays at the moment, a time when some families choose to go to a warm place for a holiday. It is not the first time that Air New Zealand flights have been disrupted by volcanic eruptions. In 2011, ash from a volcano in Chile closed airports in New Zealand. However, in September 1995, a New Zealand volcano, Mount Ruapehu in the centre of the North Island, erupted and closed Wellington and Auckland airports. The eruption threw rocks into the air and frightened skiers on the mountain. The ski field closed for a while. Farmers at the base of the mountain had to move their animals to safe areas. Ash caused damage to the turbine blades at Rangipo Power Station. Mount Ruapehu is our largest active volcano. Scientists monitor the temperature of water in the crater lake at the top of the mountain, and can usually, but not always, predict when the volcano will erupt.